Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
More than 150 mourners gathered to honor an anonymous aborted child, the last of 15 babies found in the trunk of a Michigan abortionist. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. Matt, this Michigan abortionist had 15 aborted babies stuck in the trunk of his vehicle. This is Michael Roth in his car in September 2015 is where these babies were discovered. 14 of these aborted children were laid to rest in November last year. And they were taken to the Holy Sepulchre Cemetery in Southfield, Michigan. Well, local pro-lifers in Livingston County, they asked to bury one of the 15 aborted children, known as the trunk abortionist babies, naming the child Michael Gabriel. The baby, estimated to be 7 weeks old, was buried in a solemn funeral rite on November 24 after a mass at the Holy Spirit Parish in Brighton. And they put this young child to a dignified burial. But this is just one of so many children. This particular child was put in a small white casket, about the size of a shoebox, and was 7 weeks old and laid to rest. This is the tragedy of abortion. This is the month where we will soon be upon the time in which Roe versus Wade was decided, January 22, 1973. And later this month will be that anniversary of that Roe versus Wade. And so many
46 years of death.
Yeah, and these are tragic deaths, Matt, as you know. These are deaths where it is the most inhumane way to kill a person, ripping and tearing.
While they're alive, dismembering them alive. And Monica Migliorano Miller, director of Citizens for a Pro-Life Society, she said, talking about little baby Michael Gabriel, she said, "Today we buried an unwanted human being." And let's make no mistake about it, Michael Roth, the abortionist, driving around with these bodies of these dead, precious babies in his car, this is a mass murderer driving around with his victims in the trunk of his vehicle.
Yeah, he had been committing abortions out of the trunk of his car, and he drove around with the baby body parts in his trunk. And in September 2015, the remains of 15 aborted babies were discovered in the trunk of his car, and it was discovered by the West Bloomfield Police Department.
After a car accident, yeah.
After a car accident. They opened up his trunk, and I'm sure they were shocked to see 15 aborted babies in the trunk of this man's car.
I can only imagine. I'm a former police officer myself. You know, what the reaction must have been to see these bodies of these murdered human beings.
Yeah, he had lost his lease in the Novi, Michigan building where he ran an abortion facility for more than 20 years in May of 2014. And according to the local pro-lifers, Roth had a history of lawsuits and attorney general violations, including doing at-home abortions in the 1990s, as well as sanctions placed on him by the state of Michigan's licensing and regulatory affairs. Over the next few months, he tried to rent other office space to restart his abortion practice. Pro-lifers continued to follow him and make people aware of who he was, twice succeeding in influencing the landlords not to rent to this abortionist. So he decided that he's going to do abortions out of the trunk of his car. And that's where he stored these aborted babies, in the trunk of his car.
Now, here's what's shocking and what a travesty of justice. After the investigation, he was convicted last year of 3 counts of larceny from a building connected to the illegal possessions of narcotics. He was sentenced to 18 months probation, was it. slap on the wrist, received a $798 fine as his medical license was suspended by the state of Michigan. But oddly, he was never charged with committing these illegal abortions.
Yeah, he asked the West Bloomfield police after this wreck that he had if he could retrieve personal belongings that were inside his vehicle. The police accommodated his request, and when they opened up the car, they also discovered Roth was illegally in possession of medications relating to abortion procedures. The search then led to the discovery of the remains of the 15 aborted children. He had been conducting abortions out of the trunk of his car. He was eventually convicted on 3 counts of larceny from a building connected to the illegal possession of narcotics. But he was only sentenced to 18 months and received only a $798 fine. His medical license was suspended, should have been ultimately revoked. But they never charged him with the illegal commission of abortions. You know, this guy and abortionists around the country are just mass murderers. Let's just face it. They're mass murderers. They are killing innocent human beings. These are individuals who have unique DNA at the moment of fertilization.
Yeah.
And by the time people even understand that they are pregnant, the heartbeat's already begun in these children.
Separate blood type, brain waves.
Yeah.
It's homicide. These are unique individuals that are intentionally killed. That's called homicide. Another word for homicide. Now, it can be justified in self-defense and so forth, but this is not justified homicide.
And the only way this would be justified is if you had an ectopic tubal pregnancy, as an example.
Yeah.
Where the baby develops in the fallopian tube. It's not implanted into the uterus. Well, the baby in that case is going to die. It's going to grow. And it would ultimately explode the fallopian tube and kill the mother. There is a very, very rare chance of really a life for a life situation in abortion. We need to recommit to restore the sanctity of human life. Liberty Council has a new ministry, two new ministries that are in the nation's capital, Faith and Liberty in the nation's capital, and the National Pro-Life Center. National Pro-Life Center and Faith and Liberty, we will be participating in the National Memorial for the Preborn, and that'll take place this month as well. The annual March for Life, we'll be participating in that as well. We'll be in Washington, D.C. It is the largest gathering of young people in the world, really, because, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of people. And when you look at how many people are young, the majority of them are young people, and the media says nothing about it. So there's good news coming in terms of the younger generation becoming more pro-life even than our generation, Matt. And also, there are several cases that already are pending before the United States Supreme Court, waiting for the Supreme Court to decide to take them. And these are cases that could actually be decided by the end of June this year, 2019, that could overturn Roe versus Wade.
Oh, let's pray that happens. And this month, the 46th anniversary of our mourning of the horrific Roe v. Wade decision and the tens of millions of babies who have died because of that decision. This case that we're talking about with this mass murderer, Michael Roth, the abortionist, is just a microcosm. And even you find abortionists who maybe God gets a hold of their heart. Many have acknowledged and now admitted, oh, God, forgive me. I now recognize I am a mass murderer. I have murdered untold numbers of precious human beings. They repent. And there is repentance for those who have had an abortion. There is forgiveness. For those who have performed abortions, but it's only provided through a relationship with Jesus Christ, but it is available.
You know, in this particular situation with these 15 aborted babies, the Oakland County Medical Examiner's Office had the remains of these babies. They were in jars. And one of the persons inspecting the jar says, I looked in the jars. I saw the tiny bodies myself, their arms, legs, feet, spinal columns, all there. These are real human beings. They lived once. They were put to death, treated with total disrespect, and now these unwanted people will at least be given a humane and dignified burial. My friends, stand with us this year and recommit in both prayer and in your activism to restore protections in the womb for those who can't speak for themselves. We have a voice. You have a voice. And I encourage you to speak up for those who have no voice. Join Liberty Council as we are continuing to commit to restore the sanctity of human life. And you can go to our website, lc.org, lc.org. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council. Partner with us financially. You can do that by clicking on the donate button. Sign up for our emails and stay involved. Make a difference. And together we will restore the sanctity of human life in this country.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.